KXCI Community Radio, in partnership with Tucson Values Teachers, is proud to bring you a teaching moment to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week, May 6th through the 10th. We want our communities to understand that teachers are experienced professionals and that their contributions to students, our communities, and future is paramount. Here is KXCI Youth DJ graduate, DJ Plutonium.
I'm here with Dr. Andrew Lettuce, one of the extraordinary educators included in the 2018 honorees of the Distinguished Raytheon Leaders in Education Award, in partnership with Tucson Values Teachers. Welcome to KXCI, Dr. Lettuce.
Hello there.
What makes you proud to be a teacher?
I am very proud to be a teacher because of the students at Pueblo High School, the other teachers at Pueblo High School, and of course, all the staff that makes Pueblo a wonderful place. I look forward to going to work every day as a teacher. I can tell you it's been three times in my teaching career of 25 years where I've actually hit the snooze alarm. So it's been a really wonderful experience for me.
Thank you. Do you have a philosophy about teaching?
All teachers will say that our philosophy is that all students can learn. And of course, that's true. But my true philosophy of teaching is that you want to make sure that every student has the resources and opportunities that they need to learn. So it's not just about teaching a good lesson, but you also have to know about each student. What is it that they need? And then you do whatever you can to make that happen.
What does it mean to you to be a teacher leader?
Well, as I've often said, I never considered myself a leader in education. It just kind of happened. But then when I look back at it, I've always been a leader in education. And as I had said, you want to make sure that people, whether it's students or faculty, have what they need to do a great job. I think what leadership in education is all about is finding good people and supporting their dreams.
What are some of the challenges you face in your classroom?
To be a teacher is to understand challenge. Challenge is everywhere, whether it's a student that has never even had an opportunity to see what it's like, in my case, what science is really about, so they have no idea what science is, or whether a student has not had breakfast in the morning, or whether a student's home life is not as ideal as my home life was when I was a child. There are so many challenges that people don't really understand about teaching, besides delivering a great lesson.
Tell us about one of those light bulb moments that teachers live for when you see your students in moments of learning and engagement.
So I've been a teacher at Pueblo High School for 25 years, and I've seen many of these. So I'd like to relate a current one on a student who graduated recently named Cesar. He came back and he wanted to see me because he was taking a class at the University of Arizona, molecular and cellular biology, of course. And he was saying in the lab how all the other students were asking him, how do you pour an agar plate? How do you streak E. coli for single colonies? How do you do this? And he just showed each and every one of them how to do these basic laboratory techniques. He then said that they asked him, well, wow, you know so much about science. What high school did you go to? And Cesar said to the students at the University of Arizona, I went to Pueblo High School. So to Cesar, I have one word for you. Yes.
If there is one thing that you'd like the community to understand about being a teacher, what would that be? What can community members do to better support teachers in Arizona?
Vote. If you have concerns about education in Arizona, it's not the teachers. At Pueblo High School, I work with incredibly motivated, creative teachers. They are giving their all to make the best learning experience for their students. So if you're looking for positive change in our education, you should look to the people that you vote for or plan to vote for and see what their policies are in education and then support them. Then you should have them talk to friends to support those candidates. It's all about voting. If you want to change something, you need to organize and you need to vote. And that's how things are going to happen. So Arizona, we have wonderful teachers. At Pueblo High School, the students that I get to work with on a daily basis are fantastic. We, as a community, need to change what needs to be done.
Thank you for coming to KXCI, Dr. Lettuce.
I am so happy to be here in your home. I feel like I'm at somebody's home. So thank you very much.
You can find out more about Teacher Appreciation Week and TVT's mission at TucsonValuesTeachers.org.